Today's Shir's Masechta, Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on the last word of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Itmar. They learned in the yeshiva, Eid Zoymim. When we speak of a person who was declared an Eid Zoymim, the question is, at what point, obviously he becomes a disqualified aid, a disqualified witness, but the question is, at what point does that happen? Does it happen at the point when he said the testimony, or does it happen from when he is declared an Eid Zoymim? Abaye says he becomes disqualified from the moment he said that false testimony. And Rava's opinion is, if from the time that is the machloik, at the time that he is actually disqualified. The Rishonim debate, what is the halacha when Edom who are written on a shtar, signed on a shtar, and they become Edom Zoymim? What is the halacha regarding that situation about them being disqualified, at what point they're disqualified? The Gemara here was speaking about from Edom who said oral testimony, but when we're speaking about Edom that was signed in a shtar, then the halacha is that everybody will agree, according to the Rambam, that they're disqualified only from the moment they are discovered to be disqualified. Because they could always say that even though there's a date on the shtar, says the Rambam, but they could always claim that the date on the shtar is an inaccurate date, which opens up a question: what happens if the shtar is very clear that this is the date of the shtar, will the same halacha apply? And the Baal Amar's opinion is that if the shtar is clear that this is the date, then maybe they would be disqualified from the time that they wrote the shtar, according to Abaye. The other Rishonim disagree, and they say that the entire discussion we're having in our Gemara, the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava, is only by testimony that was offered orally. The testimony that's written testimony, everybody, when we speak about written testimony, everybody will agree that the disqualification begins at the time of the discovery that they are disqualified. And the Gemara explains the basis of this machlokes. Abaye Amar L'Frei and Nifsal. Abaye says they become disqualified retroactively. They made the acid at the moment they said the testimony, they are Russia, the time that they said a sheker. And the Torah says, a person who's a Russia, a person who did something like this, becomes disqualified. Ravam, on the other hand, he's only disqualified moving forward. Why? Because Eid Zoymim, says Ravam, when we think about the subject of Eidim Zoymim, the whole subject of Eidim Zoymim, says Ravam, is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? The Mai Chazas, the Samcha Sahani, Smaicha Hani. Why are we relying more on the second pair who come in and say Imanahu Yisem, and we don't rely on the first pair who said their testimony? The reason is, says Rava, because the Torah so said. So when the Torah says it, and it's a Chiddush, as we're going to learn in Masechta Makis, so therefore, says Rava, Ein Ba'el Mishas Chiddush Ve'elech, the disqualification that they become begins at the time of that declaration that they are Eidim Zoymim. So the question is, how will we understand? So Rava's opinion is well understood. Rava says that Eid Zoymim represents a chiddush, and therefore Ein Ba'el Mishas Chiddushai, he becomes disqualified only when they are declared to be Eidim Zoymim. But why does Abaye disagree? He says that according to Abaye, Eidim Zoymim is not going to be a chiddush. Rather, he's going to explain that it's according to Abaye, the second pair are coming to say that the first pair, not just Imanu Hayisim, but the first pair are obviously people who are liars. And that's an independent disqualification, which they have a right to say. And therefore, according to Abaye, this is the way most Rishonim learn, Eim Zomimin is not, according to Abaye, it's not considered a Chiddush. And in fact, the Tosfos asks, why is it a Chiddush? We should believe them, because if indeed they walked in and they said that that the pair that said testimony are Gazlonim, the people who are thieves, who are disqualified from, say, Eidus, they believe. So why don't they believe with that migui? So the re-answer is, we can't say a migui by two people. When do we apply the concept of migui is when I make a claim, and I could have made a better claim. But here we have two Edom against the two Edom. So we want to give the two new Edom a migui. Under those circumstances, we don't say a migui. Another explanation that Tosfos suggests is that this is considered a migui b'makom edim, and we don't say migui b'makom edim. So we said that according to Rava, the whole halacha of Eid Zomimim is a chiddush, and therefore ein by el mishas chedusha ve'elich. So we explained that Abaye disagrees. Other Rishonim say that Abaye not disagreeing that Eid Zomimim is a chiddush, but the second pair are more neman when they say that the first pair are disqualified people. And that doesn't represent the chiddush. And since it doesn't represent the chiddush, that's why the halacha is that it's the belief from the beginning. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, when he speaks about the parsha of Edom Zomim, he says very interesting words. He says, Gzeiris Shalit. It's a gzeirah that the Shalit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shalit of the entire world, made a gzeirah that even though this ought to be considered a situation of trey utrey, we have two against two, and we should not necessarily believe the second pair more than the first pair. We do. The Tor says a different reason. He says, like we just learned, that the second pair are speaking about the Edom. And the halacha is that a second pair could say Edus on the first pair. And therefore, it's not, says the Tor, Gabaya says that it's not considered a Chiddush. Ikadamri, but there's a different explanation in this machloikus that we begun our shiur with. It says the Gemara, Rava Nami Kabaya Svirle. Rava really agrees with Abaya. Ma Tam Kamer. And he's explaining that why is the halacha that Eim Zomimim are only disqualified Mikana Lahaba? Mishum Seyded Lekuchas. So the Gemara introduces a whole new concept. We often discuss that when somebody buys a property, there's an achrayus, somebody who buys a property and he has a valid shtar. What that valid shtar accomplishes is that he has recourse. If the property is taken away from him, if there's a mortgage, then because he has a shtar, he has recourse back to the person from whom he bought the property. But says the Gemara, if we have these two people who are Edom Zomimim, that we didn't know they were Edom Zomimim, who had signed on the shtar, and now we're going to retroactively disqualify them because they become Edom Zomimim from the time they said their testimony. So that means that this shtar, that this person bought this property with and was relying on the property, what it turns out was an invalid shtar. And therefore, he won't be able to use it for recourse. And that's unfair. So according to this understanding, when it would this halacha be applicable, that we shouldn't disqualify the Edom Zomimim, the people who became Edom Zomimim retroactively, that's only an Ashtar Mekach. But what would be an Ashtar Matana? There we don't have this whole concept of recourse. So there the halacha, according to the way we're learning now, the halacha should be that they're not, that they are disqualified, but there are Rishonim that disagree. The simple reason why they disagree is because the Gemara doesn't differentiate between different types of documents. Presumably, once Rava introduced this concept of Pseida de Lekuchis, we don't differentiate what type of a shtar it is. Another explanation is the explanation that Tosfos HaRosh gives. Tosfos HaRosh suggests that even when we see a shtar matana, which is presumably just a gift, and there's no money that the person who received the gift laid out, and therefore this concern that it turns out that he laid out money that he's going to lose, says the Tosfos HaRosh, nobody gives a gift just because he wants to give somebody a gift. Every gift that's given is in return for something that was done. And therefore, even a shtar matana is considered like a shtar mekach. What about if this person, these edim, they said edus today, they said this edus today, which ultimately they became edim zoymimin, and then they were declared edim zoymimin whenever, and in between, they were edim by gittin or kedushin. So what will be the halacha regarding all those gittin that they signed on in the interim? What will be the halacha with all the kedushin that they were edim to? Will they be considered valid gittin or kedushin or not? And the rishonim say that here we don't have the consideration that the Gemara just introduced of Pseida de Lekuchis. And since we don't have that consideration, the Rishonim suggest that the halacha is that everybody will agree that with Rava, that they're disqualified from the time they said it. But there are Rishonim that say we need to understand the Gemara. When the Gemara says Rava namika bai svirle, does that mean that Rava is completely abandoning the svara that he said that Edom Zomimim is a chiddush, and the halacha is that you only say this chiddush from the time that they identified as Edom Zomimim? Or is that not what the Gemara means to say? The Gemara means to say that consideration has to be coupled with the consideration of Lekuchas. If that's the way that we're going to learn, then it's going to be a very different situation, and maybe even in the Gittin Kedushin, they won't be disqualified by the Gittin Kedushin until they actually declared Edom Zomimim. Says the Gemara, my benayu, but now that we've learned this explanation, what is the nafkamina between the two explanations? Ikunayu, the Sidabe Trei Bechad. When we have two Edom against every one of the Edom Zomimim, when we have two Edom against every one of the Edom Zomimim, it's not a Chiddush. And therefore, if it's not a Chiddush, so then Rava will say, according to the first explanation, they're possible from the time that they said they're Edus. If, however, there's only two against two, then it's a Chiddush. Inami, what happened was the Pizlunu Begazlunusa, that the two Edom said that the original Edom are Gazlonim. Since they said that they are Gazlonim, so then it has nothing to do with the special Chiddush that Edom Zomim represents. And therefore, even Rava would agree that they're disqualified retroactively. Says the Gemara, V'omer Rav Yirmiyah b'difti, Ovid Rapapi of the Kavasei de Rava, Rava Paskin like Rava, that they only become disqualified going forward. Ma'avravashi or Mahilchus Kavasei Dabaya, that the loch is like a baya, that they become disqualified from the time that they said the testimony. And says the Gemara, Mahilchus Kavasei Dabaya, the loch is actually like what a baya teaches us, B'yal Kagam. Usually, when we have a Machloikus Abaya V'Rova in Shas, we paskin like Rova. But there are six exception. And one of them which are represented by Yal Kagam, and the Ayin is Edom Zomimim, and the halacha is that we rely on Abaya, and we follow the opinion of Abaya, and they become disqualified from the time they said Edus. So the Achroinim asked the question. As we mentioned, when we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, Masechta Makkos, we're going to learn very often that Edom Zomim is a Chiddush. So if Edom Zomim is a Chiddush, then Rava's explanation is a much stronger explanation. And why do we not follow Rava's explanation? So explain the Achronim. Abaye says that Edom Zomim is a Chiddush. But once Abaye said that indeed Edom Zomim is a Chiddush, the question is, what is included in that Chiddush? And Abaye holds that in that Chiddush is included that we believe the second pair. And once the Torah told us this halacha, it means that they're possible from the beginning. In other words, just because Eid Zomim represents a Chiddush doesn't prevent us to go backwards and say that they're disqualified from the time that they said the testimony. Mumer Eichel Nevelis. Says the Gemara, if you have a person who eats non-kosher meat, if he eats it, machm l'tayoven, he wants to eat it because that's what he wants to eat. So, and as Rashi explains, presumably the reason the person is eating it is because it's cheaper. So obviously this is an individual that the money is driving him to do the wrong thing, and therefore he'll say false edus also because for financial gain. That's the way Rashi learns, and that's the way we're going to learn the Gemara. But there are other Rishonim that explain that he ignores, that L'tayoven means that he has a desire to eat this meat. And since he has a desire to eat this meat, the lav of L'Soichel Kol Nevela doesn't bother him. So if Averis don't bother him from doing what he's not supposed to do, there's a concern that he won't be bothered by the lav of the Sana Barecha Eid Sheker. So says the Gemara again, Amuma Eichel Nevelos L'Tayavon, everybody agrees that he's disqualified. But what about the person doing it L'Hachas, Rachman Otzlan, to show, I don't care what Hashem says. Abai, I'm a puzzle. Abai says such an individual is puzzle. And Rava says he's kosher. And the Gemara explains, Abai Amar, Pasul Davalei Rasha. This individual is a Rasha. And Rachmana Amar, and the Torah says, Atash is Rasha aid. A person who's a Rasha may not be an aid. Rava Amar Kosher. Rava, on the other hand, holds that he's Kosher, because Rava introduces a new consideration. And Rava says that when is a person considered disqualified? Only when he's a Rasha, the Chamas being on. Then he's a Rasha that he does it because of financial concern. And this person, as terrible what he's doing, he's not a Rasha the Chamas. He's doing it L'chachas, and he's not a Rasha the Chamas. Says the Nemukah Yosef, that even though Rav is teaching us in our Gemara, that in order to be considered a disqualified aid, you have to be a Rasha the Chamas, he's going to agree that a person who did a serious Aveira. So he's going to agree that somebody does a serious Aveira, even though it's not involving financial. For example, says the Nemukah Yosef, if somebody is Rachman Tzlan a Ritzayach, he's a murderer, even though he's not a Rasha the Chamos, the Aloch is, he's still considered a Rasha, even according to Rava, and will be disqualified. So the Mefarshim explain that Rava agrees that we have to look at what's driving this person and making a determination if he's a apostle or not. But Rava's consideration is that if it's not a law, not a serious aveira like Ritzicha, and also it doesn't involve financial, just because we see that he fell in this type of situation doesn't tell us that he's going to be apostle. And therefore, Rav is going to agree that if he's a Rosh of the Chumash, he cannot say testimony. And on the other hand, if he did an Aveira, you have to determine how big an Aveira is. The Halacha says, the Halacha actually explains, is like Abaya. And Abaya holds that any Rosh, even somebody who's not a Mumala Teyovin, as our Gemara just said, but he's Oichon Neveil Slahachis, is going to be considered apostle aid. And the choice in explaining the opinion of Abaya says that somebody who's a gazlan, why is he disqualified? Because he succumbed to the temptation, and therefore we're going to be concerned that he's now also maybe going to get paid off and lie to Beis Din. Rav, on the other hand, holds as that the way, says the choice to look at aidus that's possible, it's a psul aguf. And a psul aguf is what the Torah identifies as a psul aguf. And he explains, the halachas of aidus, who is and who isn't kosher, don't have to follow logic. For as we've mentioned many times, why would halacha could Moshe Rabbeinu say aidus about his brother Aaron? No one would chas v'shalom ever believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say something which is not true. But he still can't say aidus. Why can't he say aidus? Because the Torah said he's pasul. So the Ketzai says, where else will be help? Where will this be relevant? He said, what would be a halacha when somebody saw aidus when he was a Rasha, and then after he became a Rasha, he did tshuva. And now when he's coming to say testimony, it's after he did tshuva. Will he be disqualified or not? So Abaya says that anybody, there's a psul aguf, and therefore it's a psul aguf, it doesn't make a difference where he is now. According to Rava, that the concern is that I'm worried what he's going to do for money, but now he's about tshuva, and therefore I don't have to worry. Ask the Gemara on Rava's opinion. The Torah says, Atoshes Rosh Eid, Atoshes Chomes Eid. A person who is a gazlin may not be aid. What does that mean? Elo gazlonim, somebody who steals, or me'al b'shvus, and somebody who makes a full shvua. When we speak about a full shvua, says the Gemara, there are different types of full shvuas. One is a shvua shav. If somebody swears something is silver, which is gold, so that, even though it doesn't really make a difference, it's still considered a shvua shav. And shvua mammon, that means that he made a shvua that has financial repercussions. So don't we see from here that even though it's a shvua shav, which doesn't have any financial repercussion, he's still disqualified. But Rav is saying that only when there's financial repercussions is he disqualified. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the way Rav is going to understand the Braisa. Rather, the way to understand the Braisa, idi, all the shvuas that are referenced in this Braisa are referring to shvuas mammon. Or my shvuas, what is the definition of the word shvuas? Shvuas to alma. A person who makes false shvuas, but it's only financial shvuas. May say, so now they asked on Abaye's opinion. The pasuk says, Atoshes Rosh Eid, Atoshes Chomes Eid. Says the Brisa, Elo Gazlonim or Malvi Ribius. But when we see this Brisa, the Brisa is speaking strictly about people who sinned in financial matters. So isn't this Tiyufta Dabaya who says that any Rasha, even a Rasha L'Teyovin, is disqualified? Says the Gemara, indeed, this Braisa Tiyufta is a question on Abaye's opinion. So suggests the Gemara, the name of Katanoi, the Machloikis of Abaye V'Rava, the Gemara wants to say, is Machloikis Tanoim. Eid Zayman Pasul Chola Torah Kula. The halach is that somebody who became an Eid Zayman is disqualified to say any type of testimony, Divir Emeya. Rabbi Yosemer, the Medvar Amurim, when is that said? Shehuzim Badina Nefashis, that he came and he said testimony. These Edom came and said that somebody did an Avera which carries a punishment of Dina Nefashis. Therefore, he's disqualified for any type of case. Which was going to learn the Gemara, it's somebody who is disqualified on a Dover Chomer, then he's certainly, which is Dinei Nefashis, he's certainly disqualified on Dinei Mamonis, which are not as serious. Avil Huzim Medina Mamonis, if somebody is disqualified, became a Edzomim on a financial matter, Kosher La Medina Nefashis. Neymar, so suggests the Gemara, Abaya, who says that if you're disqualified, you're disqualified for everything, holds like Rameya. Rava, who says that if you're disqualified, because you eat the veils lahachas, you're not possible, holds like Rabbi Yossi, and that's because you're partially disqualified, doesn't make you completely disqualified. Says the Gemara, Abaya, and the Gemara explains, Abaya Kramaya, Dama Amrina Mekul Chumra. And if you're disqualified, no matter if it's a less serious aveira or more serious aveira, you are disqualified. Rav Dama Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi is going to say, like Rabbi Yossi, if somebody was disqualified in something so serious like murder, Dina Nefashis, so he's certainly going to be disqualified for Dina Mamanis. But if somebody is Mekula L'chumra, if somebody is a Muma, eats Neveles L'hachis, that is not going to affect who he is as far as Dina Mamanis, Loyamrinan. Says the Mara, it's not necessarily to connect the Machlokes of Abaye and Rava to the Machlokes of Rameya, to Rameya and Rabbi Yossi. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi, because when we speak about Rabbi Yossi, Kulam Lo Pligi, how Rabbi Yossi is going to hold, both Abaye and both Rava hold, that Rabbi Yossi holds, that a Muma L'Nevela is not possible Edus, like Rava said. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbaya, is not going to be able to agree with Rabbi Yossi. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi that if somebody is choshel adavah kal, both Abaye and Rava are going, is not chomer, choshel adavah chomer, is not, both Abaye and Rava are going to have to agree that Rabbi Yossi is going to have to hold that if somebody is a mumer lechel nevelis lahakas, doesn't make him a possible aid for all situations. Keep pligi, where do we have the machlokes? I'll leave it to Rabbeya. The machlokes is according, what will there be opinions of Rameya? Abaya certainly holds like Rameya. Rameya says if you're disqualified, you are disqualified. Rav is going to say, at kan l'kama Rameya hasam, when did Rameya say that if you're disqualified as, because you became a zoymim, you become disqualified for everything? Ella gabaz eid zoymim the moment. You know what the case of Rav says Rameya was speaking about? That he became a eid zoymim a moment. That is a person that's ra'al l'shmayim la'al rabbeis. He did an aveira ben adam l'makam. He did an aveira ben adam l'chaveroi. And that's why he can't say any testimony. Aval hocha, when somebody is a mumel l'echel nevelis l'hachas, terrible aveira, but he's an individual who's ra'al l'shmayim. He did an aveira, which is an aveira of ben adam l'makam. But he's not somebody that did an aveira ben adam l'chaveroi. Loi, just because he did an aveira ben adam l'makam, doesn't disqualify him to say edus regarding aveira which is ben adam l'chaveroi. Says the Gemara, v'hilchus kavasei d'abaya. The halacha follows like Abaya, that even if somebody's just an oichel neveles l'hachas, he becomes possible to say edus. Ask the Gemara, v'taisef, wasn't Abaya's opinion just refuted? We mentioned the Braisa, which clearly only spoke about Dine Mominus being a disqualification. Says the Gemara, Hahi Rabbi Yossi. That Braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And we just finished explaining that a Abaye's opinion cannot be consistent with Rabbi Yossi. But ask the Gemara, fine, we're going to say that that Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. But to have a name of Rabbi Yossi, but isn't there a rule in Shas, the Ramei v'Rabbi Yossi, whenever we have Machlokes Ramei v'Rabbi Yossi, the Halacha is k'Rabbi Yossi. So we have a stam, we have a Brais that follows Rabbi Yossi, and that should be the Halacha. And Abaye can't, we can't follow Paskin, not that way. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hossam. This is a different situation. This is a situation that Sosol Lantanik Rameyer, we're going to find a stam Mishnah like Rameyer. And there's a halacha throughout Shas that halacha is always like a Stam Mishnah. So once we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, and Abaye's opinion is consistent with Rav Meir, there's no problem to follow the opinion of Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, Hechi Sosimon, where do we find that? Ki hadam bar chama katol nafsha. There was a story, somebody killed, Bar Choma killed an individual. Amalei Resh Galusa. So the Resh Galusa said, Amalei Resh Galusa, Lord of Abba Bayakov, Puk Ayimba. Let's look into this story. Ivad Koil, if he certainly killed somebody, L'kuila einoi. Bezdin will poke out his eyes. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is that at that point, the din of Abba Mises Bezdin, Bezdin giving out their punishment, had already become abolished. But even though Bezdin had there was no din of Dala Mises, but there's still halacha that Bezdin, Makiv Unchen Shloiman HaTorah, explains Rashi, that when Bezdin sees under the circumstances that they need to do something, because otherwise things will just deteriorate, that's what they're allowed to do. And that's what they said. If this person is truly a murderer, we have to poke out his eye. Also, Trey Sadi, seated by the Vadikotel. And two Adam came and said that this Bar Choma certainly murdered. Ozel Iu, so Bar Choma went, and Isel Trey Sadi, seated by Bechad Mahanach, he brought two Adam that said testimony regarding one of the Adam. Chad Omer once said, I saw this aid steal a calf of barley, and therefore, since he's a thief, he's possible for Adis. The Chadid Amr, and the other said about this individual, Kamedidi Gonav Kava de Bertia. He stole the handle of a spear. Amalei, my datach. So now, Rav Abba said to Bar Choma, what are you trying to accomplish by bringing these Edom? You're trying to say, Kirameya, that the halacha is that somebody who's disqualified regarding Dinei Mamnis becomes completely disqualified even for more serious testimony regarding Dinei Nefashis. But he said, don't we have a rule, as we've been saying, Ramei Rabbi Yossi, Alok Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Ho'amar, who's a Medina Mamnis, just because somebody is violated Dinei Mamnis, he's still kosher Medina Nefashis. So the testimony you're trying to bring regarding these individuals, how terrible they are, the halach is, that won't disqualify them. That should not, according to Rameya, that they should become disqualified. Says Ramah, that from here we learn a very interesting halacha. When it comes to disqualify somebody from being a kosher aid, it doesn't mean that both Adam have to say that they saw this individual do the same Avera. As long as two individuals come and say that we know that this person's a thief, even though it isn't the same episode of thievery, it'll be enough to consider him apostle aid. And Rav Yitzchak Chanan, in his Sefer Zeicher Yitzchak, takes this a step further. He says, not only if the two Edom, as in the case that we just learned in the Gemara, say that this person did an act of thievery, it wasn't just the same act that they're saying testimony to. But the Zeicher Yitzchak says, let's say one says that one aid was a ganef, ben Adam lam chaveira avera, and one says aidus that he was ben Adam Beimokim Avera, so it's two different types of Averas. He says that still will be enough to disqualify this person from the aid. Amalei Papa, Hani Mili, the halacha that we have, Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, Hecha Deloi Sosalon Tanak Rameya. That's only when there is no Stam Mishnah like Rameya. However, he says, Hocha, in our situation, Sosalon Tanak Rameya, there's a Stam Mishnah like Rameya. And therefore, the halacha is that as soon as somebody is disqualified, he's completely disqualified. But we have to find the Stam Mishnah. Memai, Ilayim Mahadat Tanan. There's a Mishnah Masech Nida Daf Mem Pesam Abayis. Kol Haroi Lo Medina Nefashos. Any person who's qualified to pass Kedina Nefashos, Roi Lo Medina Mamnis. So the Gemara is assuming, Rapapi held, that this Mishnah is speaking about people who are accused of having done an Avera. Namani. And saying if you're good for this, you're good for that. Mani, Ilay Rabbi Yosihi, Hame Eid Zaman the Mammon. that somebody became an Eitzom and Mammon, the Kashal Adin and the Fashas, or Pasal Adin and Mammonis. So how could the Mishnah over there say they travel together? El Alav, that Mishnah must be following the opinion of Rameya, and says as soon as you disqualified on one level, you disqualified on the other level. And Rashi explains that even though that Mishnah is speaking about Dayonim, and our Gemara is not speaking about Dayonim, our Gemara is speaking about Edim, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is that they travel together, and whatever the halacha is regarding Dayonim will also be the halacha regarding Edim. Says the Gemara, Mamai, how do we know that that's that Mishnah? Dilma P'sula Yuchsin Koi. The Mishnah is not talking about a person who did an Aveira, and the Mishnah is speaking about a person who doesn't have the proper yichus to be a Dayan. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying, if you don't have the proper yichus for Nefashis, you don't have it for Mominus, or vice versa. Diloy Teimahaki. And the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that that is the way to learn Pshat in that Mishnah. Let's learn the Sefer. Sefer Diktani, Yesh Roy Lodin Dina Mominus. There are individuals that could be Dayonah for Dina Mominus. Vein Roy Lodin Dina Nefashis, but they can't be Dayonah for Dina Nefashis. Amai, what is the case? In a Roy, that it can't be for Dina Nefashis. The Itzim, for Dina Nefashis, that he became a Zayman for Dina Nefashis, and he's still Roy, Lord and Dina Mominus. But says the Gemara, Ramei and Rabbi Yossi agree that somebody who became Huzam for Dina Nefashis, he's also going to be Puzzle for Dina Mominus. If he did an Averu, which is Chomer, he's certainly going to do Averu, which is Kal. Ella, it must be B'psul Yuchsin Koi. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though you have an individual who's a ger or a mamzer who can't be a dai for dina nefashis, he's kosher for dina mamonis. Hachanami will say that the Reisha is talking about psul yuchsin koi, and the Mishnah is teaching us that if he could be a dai for dina nefashis, and that he doesn't have any family disqualifications, then he certainly could be a dai for dina mamonis, but has nothing to do with what Ramei and Rabbi Yossi are discussing. So again, the Gemara is looking for a stam Mishnah that follows the opinion of Rameya. Al-Hacha Kasasam Antana, says the Gemara, I'll show you which Mishnah paskins like Rameya. The Mishnah that we learned on Daf Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Elohim Psulim, the following individuals may not say testimony, Masech Bekuvya, a gambler, Malvi Rebbes, people who lend money on Ribbis, Mafricha Yoyne, which we discussed, Seichri Shvius, people who do business with Shvius produce, Vavodim, and people who are Avodim and Ever Kanani, Zaklal, call Eidish Ein Ishik Sheirulai, Ein any testimony that a woman can't say Eidis, because there are certain situations that women can say testimony. A woman could say testimony that a husband died, so she could get remarried. She could speak about the status of its saita. Says the Gemara, af hein ein k'sherila. Any testimony a woman can't say, they are disqualified as well. Mani. So now the Gemara tries to drill down and ask, who is the Tana of this brisa? Ilema Rabbi Yossi, if we're going to want to suggest, it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, v'eke eidet b'din in nefashis, we aid this regarding din and nefashis, she'ein k'sher loy, that women are disqualified, v'hein k'sher loy. These individuals can't be, they can say, when they were disqualified for din and mominus, so they can't say regarding din and nefashis. Elav, it must be that it's following the opinion of Rameya, who says once you're disqualified, you never could say Eidus, says the Gemara. So now we have a raya that the halacha is like Rameya, and once he fouls the opinion of Rameya, says the Gemara, Kamra Bachama, and that's why Abaya could be understood. And says the Gemara, what happened here was, Kamra Bachama, Bachama got up, and now he was, because it is exonerated, Nashki Akari, he kissed the feet of Rapapi, the Kibbal Akarga, the Kulushonai, and he was accepted the testimony of, and he accepted to pay the puppy's taxes for a whole year, which many Mefarshim have a very hard time to understand. Because why is this not considered shaychid? Why is it not considered that he accept a bribe? So many Mefarshim suggest that it's not considered a bribe because it was shaychat me'ukhar. It was already after the psak was given, and therefore it's not considered shaychad. However, many Rishonim say that shaychad is osur, even me'ukhar, and the halacha is, the Ramah says, in Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat Simon Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Ches, Dain Shadon Kfar, if a dain issued a psak, or Bo Baal Adin Litin Lai Matana, and now one of the litigants come to give him a gift, Al Shavach B'Schusoy, because he exonerated him, Osir Lo Lekabloy, he's not allowed to accept it. So the question is, how was Reb Papi allowed to accept this gift from Bar Choma? So I saw a number of explanations. One explanation is that Reb Papi was not acting here as a dayan. Reb Papi happened to have been in the Beis Din, and he was trying to come up with ways to examine Bar Choma. A dayan is not allowed to take, but he is allowed to take. Another explanation is that Reb Papi was a Rav, Talmud Chacham, and the halacha is that he was being paid, the taxes that he had to pay were really not right. Talmud Chacham shouldn't have to pay taxes. So when he took upon himself to pay his taxes, that the halacha is that he wasn't really receiving anything that he really was supposed to pay. The Tashbatz gives another explanation. He says that the Talmidei Chachamim, at a certain point in their lives, were in such dire straits that they relaxed some halacha. And this is a case where they allowed him to take where he was allowed to take this gift after the psak. Elena Kroivim. So now we discuss who are considered relatives that can't say Eidus. Achiv, a brother. Vachi aviv vachi imay, an uncle, or baal achois, a brother-in-law, or baal achois aviv, an uncle that's married to his father's sister, or baal achois imay, somebody's married to your mother's sister, or baal imay, your mother's husband, v'chamav, your father-in-law, v'gisoy, the husband of your wife's sister, ubenayim v'chasneim, their sons and their son-in-laws, which the Gemara will, mitzvah Hashem, discuss in our coming shir, quite extensively. But when we speak about Chargoy, the Mishnah uses the word Levadoy. Only he, and what that means, will also say what that means. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Zu Mishnah Rabbi Kiva. What we just discussed was the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Avol Mishnah Rishayna, the first Mishnah before Rabbi Kiva, says that Doidoy or Ben Doidoy, his uncle, that means his father's brother, and the son of his father's brother are disqualified. The Kala Royal Yarshay. Only relatives who are potential Yarshim, that we discussed in the Masechta Bava Basra. But if somebody's not a potential Yarish, he can't be a dying. The Kala Karvala Basishah. If at the time he came to say testimony, then he is the apostle. But what happens? Kaya Karev, he was a relative. And then he's no longer a relative. In other words, it's a situation where somebody's a relative because of your wife. And then that marriage ended. Divorced the wife died. Hareza kosher. If you die, feel meister bishtoi, even if his daughter passed away, v'yesh the banim emanom, the halacha is, and there are children from that marriage, so Harei Zekarev, the son-in-law, remains a relative and is disqualified. Ha'oyev v'asoyne. Now the Mishnah goes on to discuss about people who are your friends and your enemies. Oyev, what's the definition of a oyev? Zeshushbinoi. We spoke in Masechta Bava Basra about relatives who are involved in your friends who are involved in your marriage. Sinai is kol shalai dibe mashleishim yomim. If you didn't speak to this person 3 days out of Eva, out of hatred, if you didn't speak to him because you didn't meet him, he doesn't become the enemy. Amaloi, the Chum said to Yehuda, le'nech she'yisrael kach. We're not worried that people who are your friends or your enemies are going to say, false edus because of that, and therefore they're not disqualified. So Rashi says that what do Chachamim mean to say here? That we don't accuse Jews to say false testimony because they're friends or enemies. But when it comes to a dayan, there the halacha is that we don't have to, we do have to be concerned. And especially regarding an enemy. There, an enemy, we have to be concerned, won't judge you fairly. And the Aruch Lanes says that what does Rashi mean to say? That when we speak about a dayan who's an enemy, he's disqualified. But a dayan who's your friend is not disqualified. But the Rambam and Tosfos hold that even a dayan who's your friend is disqualified. Says the Gemara, how do we know that relatives are disqualified?
The
parents should not die because of their children's sins. And sons should not die because of the father's avarus. The pasuk already continues to say, "Ish becheta yumsu." Everybody should die for their own sins. Ella lo yumsu avos abanim be'edus banim. Fathers cannot be judged with the testimony of their children. Ubanim lo yumsu avos. Children are not judged based on the testimony of the fathers. Ask the Gemara. Ubanim b'avoyin avos loy. Are sons not judged because of their fathers? For Ksiv, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Har Sinai, says the Gemara, "Poiker Oves Abadim," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does look at the sins of the fathers to judge the children. And says the Gemara, that's a unique situation. Hosam Shaiach Samasa V'Seim B'Yedeim. That's when they deserve punishment. So the Sefer Yedaber Moshe says that why do they deserve punishment? Because these children saw that their fathers were punished, and they didn't learn the lesson from the father. Another explanation that he gives is that the fathers, by their behaving the way that they behaved, should be an example that the children should not do what the fathers are doing. And if they don't take the lesson, that's why they deserve to be paid. And in fact, there's a tshuva in the Noida Behuda where somebody got engaged to a girl, and then her grandfather became a non-Jew. The halacha is, the question is, is that a legitimate reason to break the shidduch? He says that even though he and his kala are not following that type of way, still, Al Gemara is teaching us that parents' behavior influence the children. And therefore, since parents' behavior influence the children, they could say that I don't want to marry a girl who has such a yichus. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, in the Tachoch and Parshas B'chukosav, in the Sharm B'chem Yimoku B'avoyin B'artos Avechem, B'af B'avoyin Avoysom Itam Yimoku. When will they be punished? K'sh'oysom Haksa V'seim B'yedeim. Ato'im K'sh'oysom O'en Al K'sh'en Haksin. It's only if they follow, maybe even when they don't follow. K'sh'oysom Ish B'chetu Yomnes. If they don't follow the ways, it's only punished K'sh'oysom Haksa V'seim B'yedeim. V'loi, ask the Gemara, is that true? V'ksiv Choshul Ish B'ochiv. One person will be punished because of another person. Ish b'avoyin ochiv. And from here we learn the very important rule of kol amarevim zeh, kol yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. But if we're not punished for somebody else's sins, why are we punished? Says the Gemara, it's a whole different situation. That pasuk is referring to a situation. It's a situation where he could have, should have done something. And since he could have and should have done something, that's why he's going to be punished. He's going to be punished for not doing anything. The Baal Shev explains, what's the basis of Kol Yisrael Reim Zelazeh? All of Klal Yisrael come from one neshama. And what happens is, when somebody does good, it has a tremendous effect and influence on everybody else. And the same the other way around. And that's why Kol Yisrael are Reim Zelazeh.